Eerie, written by Tim Winton and read by Michael Veitch. Keely glanced back and saw Kai still standing with a bowl on the other side of the glass. He wasn't eating. It didn't look as if he'd even taken hold of the spoon. "Well," he said, "there's a week then. At least there's that." Gemma leant against the rail, her features darkened by a new thought. She blinked repeatedly, pulled herself upright. "When were we at Bandy Up?" she asked. "Yesterday?" "Yeah," he said. "What is it?"
"Christ almighty."
Keely saw some dread realization travel through her face.
"Jesus Christ almighty," she said.
She was already askin about the car.
"They're in it together. Carly and him. That's who they are. That's what Kai is to him."
She held her head, as if she could not trust it to contain the noxious reactions this thought had set off. Her eyes widened. The hot wind whipped her hair in every direction. She looked like a woman, hurtling, falling backwards. He tried to go to her, but she battered him away again, tears tracking crazily in the wind. He caught her arm, drew her in, took the blows, and when she gave way, he held her to his shoulder for some gesture of comfort, some hopeless promise of safety. And there was Kai at the window, alert and afraid. Keely let her cry. He did what he could to show the boy he meant no harm. Her face burnt through his shirt, and her sobs were awful. He tried to master his panic, but his mind capered perilously. This business, these threats, it was all probably junky bluster. No one in this town would be shaking a 6-year-old off the top floor balcony for $5,000. But he didn't have the stomach to wait around and test the proposition, the state of her, the fear in the boy's face. He couldn't just leave them, and even if Gemma did go to the cops, she and Kai couldn't stay here in the building. The wind tore at him. The boy's ice cream melted. Keely didn't know what to do, but he knew he had to do something. Today. Now. Without hesitation.